become such a nuisance. You've got people peeing outside your front door. You've got people renting out the loos, their own loos in their own.
Oh, no.
In order for people to use their toilet.
Who would want 100 people using your lav?
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. I mean, I don't stay in the UK when it happens. I just literally go away. I've been doing that for the last 8 years.
Yeah. I see some residents board their windows up and their gates and all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah, because people are not respectful.
Okay, stay there 1 second. I just want to bring in Rob. You're embarking, Rob.
Hello.
You've got a very different view to this because you think it should be free and stay where it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't personally live in Notting Hill, so...
That's why you like it.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. It brings a lot of people from different walks of life together.
What about that, Kay?
Well, let's see how you would feel when someone comes and poos outside your front door at the back of your garden.
I am.
Well, he does live in Barking, Kay, so there's a possibility that happens.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're talking about not just one. You're talking about numerous people.
I know.
And it's absolutely disgusting. And the streets that have to be clean that night. Those poor workers...
things
it's
where
terrible.
You know it's been going on since the 60s. It's sort of by now anyone that's moving there knows that roads
it's a 48 hour rave. It's no longer a celebration of that culture. The first day you probably find that you'll get all the parade, you know, the people parading down the streets of all the floats. The next day it's literally just drinking drugs all day and all night. That's all it is. They should
I understand. Yeah, that obviously that is the sort of downside to it.
Just take it one day? Why does it have to be the full 2 days? They only need one whole
and
day.
And the bank holiday, so they nick your bank holiday, Kay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, my kids can't go out. If we're here, we can't go out. Literally, we can't go out. And plus, on top of that, you've got to understand the fear. Because you don't know these people that are walking out. There's people from all necks of the woods. You don't know where they're from, who they are. And they're at such close proximity that you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if someone's carrying a knife, a gun, or a needle. You don't know anything. And that's so worrying, especially with the elderly.
Can happen anytime, anywhere, when you put it like that, you know, if you're walking down the street minding your own business, carnival or not, I think someone carrying a knife isn't just going to come and stab you for fun, you know.
No, it's less likely, it's very less likely anywhere on the street. But if you've got a massive millions of people coming from all over the world to come and sit to one street or two streets, and they're
I do understand your frustration. I just think
it's very, very unlikely.
We live in one of the most expensive cities in the world, and hardly anything here is free. Hardly anything. And the one sort of event that's on a year is free.
Why should the Notting Hill residents pay for it?
Okay, let's start.
Example, you come from Barking.
If we charge for it, okay, imagine the thousands of people that come all pay. Where does that money go to? Tell me, whose pockets does that money line? Okay.
Why should the Notting Hill residents fund it? We don't. I mean, to be honest, if you ask every person...
Because the Notting Hill Carnival was there before you lived there.
No, it wasn't. I've been here for a very long time, trust me. I won't.
You've been there before 1964?
Listen, I was born and bred in this area, and I can tell you now...
What year, if you don't mind me asking?
80% of the residents don't want it.
But have 80% of the residents lived there before the carnival was there?
But is that relevant, Rob?
Of course it's relevant. It's like moving next door to a nightclub and then writing to the council and complaining about noise.
Oh, I take your point. Okay.
Like I said in the beginning, in 1960, when it first came out, it was a very calm, collected, enjoyable thing where families and children could be there. Now kids are not even included because of the...
They're the children day and an adult day.
Rob, just stick it in Hyde Park and charge people £20 a pop.
Well, no, because that just completely takes away the magic of it.
But the magic has already gone, hasn't it?
At the end of the day, the carnival brings together people from all walks of life, rich, poor, whoever, you know, different types of people. Yeah. If we start charging for this, people that can only afford it can now go.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, but
all right.
I don't want it on my road. I don't want it outside my
okay.
door.
Okay, Pat,
and
listen.
I don't want to see these people.